Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight, we're here at our host partner, True Vine Brewery Company. So glad to be here. Before we get started, we'll thank our sponsors. We've got Rex Consulting. We've got Red Construction. We've got Hoot Holler, Stanley's True Vine, Goosehead, Humidor Vault. All great, great sponsors of ours. Thank you so much for helping us out with our travel and producing the content that we produce. Also, before we get started, we'll talk a little bit about what we are having in our cup. We've got the newest barrel release of Suerte Tequila. Great, great tequila, and also for a great cause. It's a cancer society release, and we all pretty much know somebody who's been impacted by cancer, and so it's a second release done by East Texas, and so proud to at least be affiliated in that barrel pick, and we're going to have a little bit of that. So, without further ado, we've got Credit Bloom here tonight. We've got Cheyenne Enderby, and we've got Summer Dooley. Both of you guys are FICO credit specialists, and you're both co-founders of Credit Bloom here locally in East Texas. Yep. And so talk to us a little bit about what you guys did prior to the creation of this company.
So I'll go back a little bit more in time, because the vision that I had for doing credit repair was about 20 years ago. But during that time, I was a recruiter for a staffing company, and then did personal training, and both her and I, right after that, worked for a credit repair company.
But surely not 20 years ago.
Surely not.
You'd be eight, right?
Sure, no,
right.
Very
yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
I'd be very young.
Yeah. What was it that you thought about, like, at that time?
You're
doing other things. Like, that seems disconnected.
Seems disconnected.
Yeah.
And so, 20 years ago, I'm working on my own credit. Mm-hmm. And I call around looking for someone to help me. And there was no one there to help give me direction on what I should do for my own credit.
If you don't mind sharing, like, what were some of the circumstances that led you to that point?
So I had collections and charged off credit cards. I'm in my early 20s. I didn't really know a lot, but just like a lot of.
Was it irresponsible spending?
Right. Just like a lot of others in their 20s. They're
like spending more than what you have or what you're bringing in.
Collections and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
With two kids.
Right. And so,
So
here I am on this journey. I think I was probably 28 at that time. And I had gotten a lot of other things in order. And I said, you know what? It's time to get my credit repaired. I wanted to buy a home. Mm-hmm. And I needed direction and I couldn't find it. So I had to figure it out on my own. And it took me several years to figure out what we can do in several months.
Right.
And so I began the journey of paying off collections and getting all my debts paid off. And I went to a lender and they told me that I was eligible to buy a home. My scores were ready. And it was life-changing. I mean, it's life-changing to get your credit fixed and to know that you're able to buy a home. And so I think it sets you up for reaching so many other goals.
Yeah,
so that's
for
why
sure.
It's important to me. It's not just credit repair. Mm-hmm. It's that you know that you're successful in that area and you're successful in other areas as well.
So, yeah, huge hurdle to jump.
It is.
With a
it
big
is.
Reward on the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So walk me through the steps. So you're a personal trainer, you're a recruiter. What leads you to trying to co-found this company?
I was working for a staffing company, and the funny thing is I told one of my girlfriends, I'm going to open a company one of these days. I've gone through that journey, and I was just passionate about doing that, and I just felt it in my heart. You know, I'm very intuitive, and so I just kind of get visions, and I just felt like, you know, like that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I can't wait." You know, fast forward, almost 20 years later,
you and I are working together.
fast forward 20 years, I felt like, you know, I want to work for a credit repair company. I didn't really think about doing my own thing,
right?
So I went to work for another.
here locally?
They're actually nationwide.
Okay.
Based out of Midland.
Okay.
The good thing about that company was the education. They're very, very well, they educate each person that works for that company. And so that's what I did like about it, was the program to educate you on how FICO works versus your regular monitoring scores. And, some of the accounts that don't necessarily need to be settled. And so at that time, I was working for that company in summer.
Yeah, and then I came in.
Yeah.
I came in probably about 6 months after her.
Right.
I was, oh my goodness.
What was your path?
My path was kind of all over the place. At that point, I was about to get married.
Okay.
So I was about to get married, and I took some time off from my previous job, which was a little bit of construction. I was dabbling in the construction world.
And
in the art world. I had just gone back from New York selling my art and decided to take up this construction job.
Okay.
So I had been doing that for some time. I took a break while my fiance was planning on joining the military. Well, during that time, you know, months and months went by. So eventually I was like, okay, you know, it's time to jump into whatever's next. And that's whenever the credit, I worked for the exact same company that she was previously.
But what was motivating you to go to that company? Just a job?
Honestly, yeah, I just needed a job.
Yeah. Okay. What year is this?
This was a couple of years ago. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, right as the tail end of COVID,
Probably so. Yeah. Probably okay. So, and you know, I was just on the last dollar, man. The last dollar.
Okay. Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah.
And that position just landed right.
Extending those bean burritos with extra. Hot sauce packets,
and
right?
Cups,
right. Oh, those are good, man.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, especially if you put them in the air fryer. They're pretty good. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure.
I like the Boulder,
yeah, air fried ramen's
wow.
Good.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Like the ramen queen.
Oh, yeah. You got to put the flavoring on them. No water, though.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, yeah, crispy.
So, yeah. So, yeah, ended up in that position.
Okay.
So
are you reporting, or is it virtual, or
virtual?
Okay,
okay,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you find out, like, you guys live close to each other, or how does that work?
She knows that I'm working for this company, so yeah. She called up to the company, got the job.
Yeah, she told me a position was available.
Okay, so you knew each other before it.
What is it?
Yeah.
We knew each other beforehand?
Yeah.
We've known each other.
Right?
Forever.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly.
There's an opening. I had to make you laugh.
That's my mother.
I know.
Yes, mother-daughter here.
Right.
Yeah, so just forever, you know.
Right.
But yeah, so ended up getting into that. We worked together for some time, but the interesting thing is she was doing one end of the operation. I was doing the complete opposite.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
So yeah. So we were, you know, she was learning one end while I was learning a complete opposite end. And I was just like, you know, along for the journey. I was excited to have a job and excited to stop eating so many bean burritos and ramen noodle cups. So.
Right.
Yeah. She, the crazy thing is it, you know, I never thought that she would want to work for that sort of company. And she got the job and she's doing settlements and she's responding to judgments and she's doing everything that I'm not doing. And she loved it.
I loved it.
She really did. And I was like, wow, like, I'm kind of surprised, you know, because she does come from an art background, and artists tend to be, you know, a little bit different. They like to fly free, and that's what
But I see there's some creativity that's needed sometimes in resolving some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I would assume there needs to be some creativity on resolutions too, you know, some maneuvering and finding out niches and different ways of being able to communicate what's going on, right?
Exactly.
All right, so let's do a glossary of what Credit Bloom does,
okay.
Right?
Do
mother, daughter.
Yeah.
I had to. All right, great opportunity. So glossary wise, because we're going to dig into some specifics, but what in a nutshell, what do you do?
So what we do, our main thing is we work with lenders, mortgage lenders, and getting people home loan ready. So lenders will send people to us. And we will look over their credit report and see exactly what they need to do to get home on credit.
Okay.
So that's what we specialize in, but we do pretty much everything. So if someone is, there's a lot of people that want to be home loan ready, that doesn't mean they're going to be able to.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to get everything cleaned up, and we call that a full restoration.
Yeah.
And that means that they need to restore their credit.
Yeah, you're doing the dirty work.
Yeah.
Right. For the lender, right? Home lender?
Yes.
So the lender's like, no. And then they're like, hey, we need to send you off to boot camp.
Right.
You know, financial boot camp.
Right.
And then you're taking the steps needed to get them through boot camp.
Right.
And when they graduate, then they're ready to go back.
So what we like to do is we meet with people over Google Meet. And we like to educate each person on how this credit world works. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to just do a quick fix for them. I that's easy to do. I want them to be educated and successful for life in this world. So we want to educate these people and tell them a little bit about how this works and give them some tools so they can be better equipped to mm-hmm. be successful in
sure.
their credit journey. And so we're going into education mode. These consultations take about an hour,
yeah.
sometimes even 2 hours.
Right.
Because we're going into education mode, then we're pulling their credit report, and then getting a plan of action, as I would say. And so there's either two things, generally. It's a loan ready, which means that's all they need to do is fix a few things to get home loan ready, or two, the full restoration, or three, the debt consolidation alternative.
Okay.
And so.
Okay, so we'll shift gears and go into FICO versus regular credit scores. Because we'll dig into a little bit about like how you guys evaluate credit readiness and repair. So when I'm looking at FICO and regular credit scores, what should I know about the differences?
So the differences, and I'll, if you want to tap in.
Yes, please. I was wondering how you guys were going to tackle the mic.
Yes, I know. You never know.
Yeah.
We bounce off each other. So.
Right.
Very well, actually. So FICO Classic is a different algorithm. It's
yeah.
a completely different company. It was created over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So think about that. Have that visual. The regular monitoring scores, which is the scores you would see on Credit Karma and those places, we call those your FICO. So it's like FICO versus FICO. The FICO is what your lenders use
yeah.
to buy a home or a car or any sort of loan. And so that's what they're using is that FICO. The difference between those is the way that they code things and derogatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With FICO Classic,
so pretty much it's the way that they code derogatories is a derogatory is a derogatory is a derogatory. So a $30,000 repo is essentially the exact same as one late payment.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because of the way the system was designed, it was designed to where if you have a storm in life.
Yeah, it can't tell the difference between
yeah.
a big or small derogatory.
Yeah.
So all derogatory with FICO Classic is coded exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's what people are mostly surprised about. That a late pay can be just as bad as
a $30,000 repo.
Is a $30,000 repo. So
yeah.
the more recent the derogatory, what we say, the more impact.
Yeah. yeah. So, do they fall off after a certain amount of time?
So after 7 years,
yeah.
it all falls off your credit.
Yeah.
So,
just like a bankruptcy, I'm assuming.
Yeah. yeah. So it's you do a bankruptcy, that can be different. But
yeah.
yeah, 7 years, everything's up.
Yeah. Cool.
So then you've got a clean slate.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. what about regular credit scores?
So your regular monitoring scores is a different algorithm.
Yeah.
So it's monitoring.
Where does Experian come into play? Is that, regular, more modern?
Those are all
regular.
Just your regular, like, once you see on Credit Karma, those are your regular
yeah.
monitoring scores, and those are for your own purpose.
Okay.
They're not going to make a difference. Lenders don't use those.
Can I use that as leverage to negotiate?
So you cannot use that as leverage to negotiate. Those
okay.
are just for your own.
So they're going to just pop out a number that's taken off of FICO?
Yeah, and generally, and this is
yeah.
the pity, as I would say, is FICO Classic scores are generally lower.
Way.
Okay.
Yeah, much lower. Much lower.
Than regular credit scores.
Than regular
yeah.
monitoring scores.
The median credit score.
Right.
With the three agencies, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so, yeah, your FICO Classic scores are going
to. But they're always going to look at that because it's more conservative?
So that's just what they use is classic FICO scores.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 100 points could mean you know, a half a percent to a percent on a home loan, or maybe even more on a car loan.
More, yeah.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lindale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
100 points could change everything. Yeah. 100 points could depend on what type of loan you're eligible to get.
Right. Before. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
A lot of people get confused on that, though. They assume, you know, they see their scores on Credit Karma going up while they're going through the process.
And yeah.
They're like, oh my goodness, you know, I see it. I'm ready. But we're like, no, you're just not ready just yet.
And it's for it's
your FICO scores are just almost there.
Yeah, we like to educate people on it. Like, those are your fake scores. Don't even
ignore those. Okay.
But we're gonna look at them
whenever.
Why do they have them then? I mean, if they're fake scores,
for your own, you would think that they would just use the FICO,
right?
For everything all in all, but it's just that different algorithm.
It's a game.
And the funny thing is that the regular those fake monitoring scores are, it has a newer algorithm. This FICO Classic has an older algorithm.
Right, right.
So it would make more sense for them to use that. But they use that FICO Classic for now. The algorithm hasn't changed in a long time, but that could change in any time.
So how are you guys monitoring those scores without doing like inquiries?
So the way that I use those fake scores, those regular, I can read a credit report.
Okay.
And I can read a credit report and I can tell. Estimate. Based on that.
Yeah.
What your FICO is.
So you read the new report and it says, hey, you're 700 because of these reasons. Right.
So we actually go through the report.
Oh, you go through the whole report.
We go through the whole report.
So it says this, and this. Yeah. You. It was a, you know, a closed account or whatever it is, and then you can kind of calculate what it's going to be.
I can calculate based on reading a credit
card. How close are you typically?
Generally, about
spot on. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But we also have lenders that send us.
You ought to patent that.
Well.
You ought to patent like a FICO to regular credit score, algorithm.
Yeah.
You know? That would be good. You should do that.
It's like the credit world is like a game. It really is.
It is.
And so it's either you want to play it or you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you play the game.
Gotcha. All right. So we talked a little bit about what affects the score. I made a note here. What's the difference between utilization and pay history or payment history?
So it's really based off percentages of what that is for your credit report. So payment history makes up 45% of your credit report.
Okay.
While utilization makes up 35%. That's a lot of percent of your credit report. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that we do consultations with, sometimes they just don't want to open cards. You know what I mean? They don't want to open credit cards. They don't even want to deal with the credit report.
Yeah. Because they're scared to not pay it.
Exactly. They're scared to see so many people.
It's not real money.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they're like, anyways.
Right.
But, you know, with that making up such a high percentage of their credit report, their scores are insanely low due to that fact, you know?
Right.
So,
So that's what we're coming.
I got that here. What is an AU?
AU is an authorized user credit card.
Okay.
You have a trade line company that we use. And it's like what we say to them is like a robot credit card. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You cannot use this, but it posts on your credit, is active utilization, and gives you that 35% boost that you would have been missing.
Because it gives you that.
Just because of an open account?
It gives you active utilization and positive payment history. So anyway,
even though you're not charging anything?
Well, you're not. So if we add someone to an AU, they can't use that credit card.
Right.
They can't use that at all. It's as if someone has been building this credit for so long. You know what I mean? Perfect payment. High limits and such. So it adds that, and sometimes it can add up to...
Are you talking about like an automated... This is a automated credit card you can't use.
That person cannot use. They are added as a trade line.
Because there are people that you know.
Weird.
It's okay. So this is the thing: is I've had people say this. It's perfectly legal. There's actually trade line companies that sell these AUs.
Okay. And do they cost money to get into?
They're a lot of money.
Okay.
So they are expensive. And that's why we do charge,
quite
an expense for us to use these trade line companies.
Okay.
But it's been very beneficial because of the fact that they do not have to open their own credit card.
And especially for people like really young who haven't had time to go early. Yeah. So
Or their parents didn't teach them about
credit.
Exactly.
Never taught anything. We can,
right.
If they come to us and they're like,
hey, they think a debit card's a credit card.
Exactly,
That type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't even know anything.
Yeah. Right. It's a card, right?
Exactly.
It builds my credit.
Yeah. They'll come to us and say, hey, we want to buy a home. And we're like, oh, goodness, you don't even have a score.
Right.
But sometimes just adding that AU, and this is going to blow your mind, can jump their score from a zero, a ghost score, all the way up to the 700s.
It gives them history and utilization.
Right.
Almost 35 and 45% of their
That is wild. Mm-hmm. As wild.
And,
it's a
game.
It's absolutely a game. And I can't really comment as to whether or not I feel like that's responsible or not, because that person's never really dealt with credit. So you're giving someone a score that's superficial and that's weighted from an entity that they're not affiliated with, right?
That is fair.
Yeah.
But think about 100%. So, and I think that it's not forever. Like,
no, right. Yeah.
I think that, like, for someone.
I think if for someone who you're confident in, that's definitely ready for the credit and that can't qualify because the game is skewed a certain way, then this is a workaround, right?
Right.
It's a legal workaround.
Right. It is.
So I see both sides of the coin here.
Yeah. I have felt this exact same way you have felt.
Yeah.
Well.
I like both ways is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's whether or not you feel like your candidate can handle it.
Right.
You know, exactly. And understands the totality of what they're doing.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
So, okay, now I know what AU is.
Okay.
Which is an interesting concept.
It is.
I'm glad I didn't do any research because I would have had probably preconceived notions about what that is.
Yeah.
All right. So why not debt consolidation alternatives?
Oh, goodness.
Or debt consolidations. Like I get bombarded with that type of stuff because of the business I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally, like literally now, Facebook is, you click one thing that you're interested in like listening to, hey, how does this debt consolidation company,
yeah,
like what language do they use? What's their hook? You know, and I'll listen to that and I'll get like 15 different, you know, Facebook, you know, videos. And I mean, it's the algorithm's crazy. So why not debt consolidators?
I'm very, actually very passionate about this because I do feel like a lot of people go to these debt consolidation companies and they are at the end. They are, they have had it. They are in very much a lot of debt.
Yeah.
They just want help, they need a good plan.
Yeah.
And they don't care whether the plan is good or not. They just want a plan. And it breaks my heart for a lot of these people because they go to these companies and what they do is they take the total of all your debt. So say you've got $20,000
sure.
in debt. Okay?
Yep.
And they tell you that generally the program's about 4 years. Give them a down payment. And you're going to be paying them about $25,000 over the next 4 years.
Depends on the debt, or so it doesn't matter.
Generally, so we're gonna give the example of $20,000. About $20,000, they've already totaled all their debt on the Excel spreadsheet. About $20,000 in debt, and then they total it out. Comes around $25,000 for their own costs for doing.
So $45,000.
About $25,000 generally is how much it would be. Well, what they don't tell the people is that they are going to get most of those settlements set for 50% off.
Right.
So they're settling those accounts for, so they've got $20,000 in debt. They're settling them for 10, and then they're keeping around $15,000. They are charging them to save them their money for them. And so a lot of people can't save their own money, you know, or they don't feel like they can. But generally, they just want that.
They put them on a payment plan to pay off 50%. More than what they could negotiate themselves.
But they do not know that they're going to settle these accounts for generally half off.
Right.
And they don't realize, like I said, because of the fact that they're kind of just getting a plan and that's all they want. They're just looking for something.
Well, I think when debt consolidation comes to mind for me, I think that people, they don't like making multiple payments. So they're not disciplined enough to make a payment to GMC and my mortgage and this debt I've got and that debt. And they get overwhelmed by the just, I got 8 payments that I need to make.
Yeah.
And so the ease of a debt consolidator is you pull it all together and you tell me one number.
And then
a lot of things get bundled in. So you tell me the number and it seems less.
Yeah.
More than likely it is maybe a little less than the totality of all the rest. That's the hook. Right. But like you said, there's a lot of fees. They've already managed out a lot of that debt. Right. And it's all, you know, margin for them.
It is.
Fair
it is.
Enough? That's what it looks like to me from now. I've never gone through another one. That's what it looks like.
They actually let... And a lot, oftentimes, without them really realizing what they're doing, all of their stuff charge off.
Oh.
So they're not making payments.
Okay.
They're not making individual payments to 5 different companies. They let it charge off.
Charge off.
And they're saving all the money
right.
to settle those accounts because they won't
and charge off
unless they're charged off.
Right. Yeah. So they're either charging it off in-house or they're charging it off to a third party, negotiating with a third party who has no care for the the customer, this person that consolidated,
right.
and they're just fiddling with the numbers. That's all they're doing.
So it really breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So whenever they come to us and they're in these debt consolidation companies, I come up with a plan for them. Sometimes it's best for them to stay in the company depending on the situation, depending on the state,
right.
depending on if they can garnish wages, that sort of thing. But if we're going to talk about the state of Texas, legally,
they
cannot garnish your wages. Our program is about 2 years, and it's half the price, you know, a portion of the price.
Yeah, not only less that, but a lot of the couples that we have personally met with who were previously in debt consolidation, they'll come to us and have 15 accounts that they have to settle, back to what you were talking about, where they just let everything charge off. And then it ends up being way more of a hassle to cancel with the debt consolidation companies. They make it so insanely hard to cancel with them because they want that money.
Sure, of course.
They want to keep that, they want to keep you on, you know what I mean? But yeah. They make it insanely difficult to cancel and then leave you with tons and tons of collections.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
Just to be clear, charge-off is a where you let it go to collections, right?
So a charge-off is whenever you have let that they've charged off that account. So it's not necessarily that it's in collections. The company may have charged it off or it's closed.
As debt.
It says debt.
Yeah, and sold it potentially to a collector.
And potentially, or oftentimes like revolving, which is credit cards.
Okay.
Generally, those stay with the actual companies. A lot of them stay with the companies or installments.
Gotcha. So that you can't open another one.
And so they will not definitely.
Right.
Definitely makes it hard.
Yeah.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to the Humidor. We began the Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life. A good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
To me, when I think about debt consolidation, I may be off base here. I may be, and this may be a little controversial, but to me, debt consolidation sounds a lot like a timeshare where you're taking 30 vacations and you bundle it into one like lump sum payment. And then I'm paying maintenance fees every year to have my week or two of vacation. And then if I want to get out of it, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Exactly to me, it's very similar to that. Yes. Yeah. So anyway.
Consolidation, definitely. I want to help as many people as I can, if I can, if I feel like it's the best fit for them to stay with one of those companies.
Yeah.
Then I'll also let them know.
Yeah.
So I just want to just give them the best advice.
And their best interest.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So you guys do credit repair. You do credit readiness. And homeowners readiness. How is your company different than maybe some corporate companies?
I would say one where we work with those AUs.
Yeah.
I have not personally, me personally, I don't know about yourself, have run into another company like ours that uses the AUs. The AUs are, they're very nice to have, but they're just something that's not often used.
It's a good tool.
They're a tool.
Not only that, but and I don't really want to get too much into this, but the previous company that we were working for, I feel like a lot of, just with other credit repair companies, they almost seem like they're just, you're a number.
Mm-hmm.
They're in it for the money. They don't really care about your story. They don't really care about what's going on. They just know you need them. And because you need them, they use that to their advantage. They take your money. And they do everything that they can kind of to reel you in. And it's just conniving to me, you know? So we personally take the time to listen to every single one of our clients' stories. Who are you? What's going on? What brought you here? And why? Why do you want to change your credit? Why do you want to change what's going on?
Right.
So that personal aspect.
We interview these people. We want to know their story. Like, we want to make sure that
relationship with them.
Whatever plan that we give them, it's a responsible plan for them, and it's a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Even there's times where we've met with people, and and we've come to the conclusion that maybe this isn't
a yeah, right.
You know, you can, you've got the scores now, but we want to be real. And I think that what makes us different with the corporate, you're going to have to call and you're not going to be able to talk to someone. We're a team over here. We're going to be those people.
Exactly.
Here. And I feel like it's kind of like, the old time, you know?
Yeah.
We can actually call and talk to someone.
How often are you talking to these folks?
So, yeah, I mean, we talk to them during the consult.
Once a month.
Yeah, okay.
About
once a month, or if they want to talk to us more.
They'll schedule a visit. Yeah.
Typically, if I'm doing a settlement for any of them, or she's doing a settlement for them, they may be in contact with us, we'll be in contact with them.
When you say settlement, what does that mean?
So a settlement is pretty much a collection account, or even a regular account that it needs to be paid off.
Okay.
They owe a debt to it, and...
You've negotiated a rate.
Yes,
and she's a negotiator.
Yeah, so like, hey, I owe, you know, $1,000, and you negotiate it down to $350 or whatever.
So what I try and shoot for is 35% or less.
Oh, look, I just hit that.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm good.
Yes,
and and so then you're getting in contact with your client saying, hey, look, congratulations. I've just eliminated 75%.
Exactly, yeah.
Or 65% of your debt. You know, you want to go to the table now, let's get it closed out.
Yeah,
right.
Usually I'll have them sign an authorization to settle form.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is just, hey, do you authorize, you know, this much or less? And usually it's 50% or less just because certain companies,
right,
you never know.
Right.
I may shoot for 35, but
if you get 55
or
40, 45,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
45.
Or 45, then I still have the authorization. 50 or less.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And if that's the case, then I just have authority to go ahead and move on with it.
Close it.
Exactly. Close the deal.
Let them know. It's
hey,
done.
This is what just happened. You're good.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got a month to pay it off, or 2 months, or 3 months, or whatever.
I'll settle it right then and there. We try and avoid monthly payments with it.
Okay.
Try and just go ahead and take care of it right then.
But then
and
that
there
means that the client has ready to close, though.
That's correct. Yes.
So they have to be ready as well.
Make sure that they're ready before we move.
Gotcha,
gotcha.
Wait
to settle until
we
get that call, hey, I'm ready to settle this account.
Got the money in the bank.
Yeah, we got the money. We tell them originally, hey, you need to start stashing back.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Let us know when you're
beans
ready.
Beans and rice.
Exactly.
Okay.
Discipline.
Yeah.
Discipline.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's basically settling.
Gotcha.
It's my
favorite
part.
She's a master.
It's my favorite part.
She's so good at that.
It's like the dirty work, too.
I know. I love it.
Honestly,
yeah.
I cannot.
So I'm in a similar position where we talked a little bit before this podcast, where I do a lot of the barrel stuff, I don't like the public stuff.
Yeah.
Like when it comes time to do the release, I mean, it's okay, but I like talking to the distiller.
Yeah.
I like talking to the distributor, which nobody likes to do, like, because they can lie a lot and tell you. And I'm sure that the people you're talking to are the same way.
Yeah.
It's like a game of poker.
It is a game.
Where you're like, all right, how much truth are you telling me?
Yeah.
I think you're not telling me much. So I'll hang up with you and I'll call your boss.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait a minute. You want to come back to me? Okay, fine. It's chicken and poker at the same time. It's kind of fun.
It is.
And then
and
you're representing someone else. So, yes, you have a lot vested, but... You're just trying to get to the 50% mark.
Exactly. And a lot of these companies are corporate companies.
Correct.
You know, they have so many people working.
Correct.
That I could call 15 times and end up with a different call.
Correct.
With a different representative.
Right.
So most of the time, I'm not worried about the representative. Move me on to the superior.
Yeah.
You know, give me your boss.
Like,
your
I just closed a deal last week for 35% with Mark. Transfer me to Mark. Right?
Exactly.
I want to talk to Mark.
Yeah,
like, hey, by the way, Mark's score is going to be much higher because he's closing accounts,
Mark,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
800. Yep.
Yes. I swear.
Yeah.
I'd be probably good at it, too. I'd be good at it, too. I literally pawn broke every day. So it would be super interesting, fun.
Yeah.
And but it's the dirty work.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is the dirty work.
It's the trenches.
Yeah.
It is the trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
boy. I think it's fun to tally up what you save someone who's struggling.
That's how I feel. Yeah. It's like, so, it's, the lower I can get for them, especially whenever I've heard their struggle.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Listen what I just did. Right. This is great.
Yeah.
It's like a personal victory for, you know, that our client and myself. Yeah. Myself or her and the client.
Do you guys keep up with that? Like, how much you save for people throughout the year?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a tally? Like,
we do progress reports.
Yeah, $400, $800.
So not in total with all of our clients.
But you should do that.
With each individual.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Because throughout the year, like, you could market that. Like, hey, we've saved our clients, you know, $25,000. And then by the end of the year, it's like 1.2 or whatever. It'd be freaking awesome.
That's a good idea to total all their debt.
Yeah.
Well, what you saved them.
Yeah,
so, like, we closed it out at 35%, which saved them $800, and that's one account. Mm-hmm. And then you do another, you know, $1,600, and then you do, like, that could add up pretty quickly and give a lot of, like, value to what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And what you're saving people is real money that they would have paid had they not signed up for your service.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So that is real money. That they would have just agreed with Capital One, or if they would have talked to not Mark.
Yeah, right? And they will. They'll lie to you. They'll be like, "No, this is the lowest I can go."
For
and
sure.
I'm like, that's not true. Excuse me, that is not true.
Yeah. All right. So I think any adult needs to keep up with their credit.
100%.
But people don't. Mm-hmm. Why is it important that I keep up with my credit? And I don't go in and do inquiries myself. Yeah. And we already talked about, like, the FICO, which I don't go in and intentionally do inquiries, but I keep up with it.
Yeah.
And I make purchases probably once a year to kind of get an idea of, like, where I'm at and or like go in with the intent to make a purchase, like a car, just so they would do a hard credit score inquiry and kind of get an idea where I'm at. Why is it important that I keep up with where I'm at?
I think that it's important. It really does all tie in together with goals and self-esteem and these sort of things. Like, having your things.
Do you think it's important that if you're married that you know your spouse's credit?
I do.
Yeah?
I think that it's important that if you've been dating someone longer than 6 months.
Ooh, yes. Don't use my toothbrush. And I need your credit score.
Yeah, I need your credit score.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. So, funny story. You guys know Summer. She got her ex-husband destroyed her credit.
Oh,
and so I come into the relationship very disciplined. I was raised in a military household.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had a couple bumps in a row, but like $300 bumps. She had big ones, like cars repossessed and stuff like that. And so I'm like, holy moly. The first time I heard her credit score, I was shocked. And then... So I was like, okay, well, I thought the best way we could rehabilitate her credit score was she would always make purchases because she was a single mom. And she'd get a big return, like big tax return. And just like anyone else, like, you get a bunch of money thrown at you, you want to make purchases. So I'm like, cool, you want to buy a new washer and dryer? Fine. But let's find a place that'll do 90 days, same as cash.
Yeah.
And we'll apply for a credit card, and then we'll make sure that you have the money in your account, and we'll just pay it.
Yeah.
So we'll do a couple of those, and it'll kind of help you out. So we did that, and we did a washer and dryer, and I had a cosign on like $900, which it was eye-opening. But we did that, and then we did some furniture. And then the other thing I did, and I'm not trying to steal your thunder or anything. I'm just trying to take you through what I did. What I did was I did a gas card. So I put her on a gas card, and then we just paid it off every month. So, hey, this is only for gas. And it was the Walmart gas, Murphy's. So it was Murphy's. We only use it on Murphy's. Don't buy anything else but Murphy's. Every month I'll pay it off because that's money you're going to spend anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the month, but she also had me there to say, all right, this Murphy's bill is $260 a month. We're going to pay it off. So, at the end of the month, I paid off, but it was in her name. So, every month she had charges and payments.
Right.
We did that for years. So, then it got her to a point where anyway, the first house we bought, I bought it on my own.
Yeah.
Because in order to get the credits, the rate that I wanted, and in order to get qualified back then, they were offering a 0% APR.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to pause a second because we have another tray coming through. Good thing we don't do this live.
I know.
Yeah. This has never happened.
I did have someone ask me for the link earlier.
Yeah. But it was when they were doing the 0%. In order to get qualified for 0%, she couldn't be on the deed. She couldn't be on the,
loan.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, sorry, it's going to be mine. Yeah. It is what it is. And the interest rate was pretty high back then, but we moved in for zero down. But anyway, she's in a lot better place now. Took a long time, a lot of discipline and stuff like that. But that's
kind of... These are the type of people that we're talking to.
Right.
All of the time. They not necessarily are even their fault. Like,
right.
Nasty divorce,
just got wrecked.
And these sort of things happen.
Right.
So it's longer than you think.
Yeah.
And we want to hear their stories. And it's easier whenever you hear their stories to know, okay, this is what we get. This is your
plan of action. Yeah. For her, it was like, you get an influx of money, you want to buy something, find someone who's willing to do it, 90-day savings cash.
Yeah, right.
Have discipline to pay it off in 90 days, period. That's what you do.
Some people do not, and they will admit it, and that's okay.
Yeah,
do not have the discipline with credit cards. That's where that AU comes in handy. You don't have to have a credit card. You're not responsible.
Yeah, I respect that. Yeah,
yeah.
I have people every day. I tell them, hey, look, I can, on a particular item that they bring in, hey, I can give you, they'll say, hey, I only want $200.
Yeah.
I say, look, I can give you $500. And they're like, if you give me an extra $300, it's going to be loan.
Right.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I only have intent to spend $200 because I have a cell phone bill, or I have a water bill, or I have an electric bill. That's my intent. This is the item I'm using as for my loan, and that's it. Yeah. So some people just can't handle it.
Yeah.
They can't handle excess.
Yeah,
for sure.
They should teach this at school. Another thing I agree
100%. Like, stop teaching us how to sign checks.
Yes.
I do not need to know how to fill out a check.
Please teach me
APR. Teach me how payments work.
Yes.
Teach me. We did a whole podcast on, we had a guy come on to talk to us about car dealerships, how to buy a car. And the main thing I took from it was, don't do it in person. Do not do anything in person. Do everything over the phone. So, or email.
Oh.
So he was like, hey, if you like a Mustang GT convertible, okay? Okay, great. They're going to upload like 50 pictures.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a pretty decent idea of like what it looks like, especially if you're buying something that's pretty nice.
Right.
Okay, you're going to know, okay, this is from a dealership. You're going to, you buy a warranty if you want to, whatever. You send an email, you send a text, you do everything by phone. They're going to ask you for photos of your car if you're doing a trade-in, whatever. No emotion.
Oh.
Nothing that's going to draw you in.
Good to know.
So we got my wife a car in December. My first time ever text dealing. Traded a Camaro, bought a Tesla, did everything by phone, saved $3,000 on both sides. So $6,000 on the total savings just by texting. I was like, that's not good enough.
Very good.
That's not enough. That's not low enough. This isn't a good deal. Whatever. Now, kind of telling a story, but nonetheless, whose podcast is this? Anyway, so I get there and we do the trade, and I sit down at the final financial guy's desk. And I'm like, hey, are we ready to close? And yeah, we are. Do you want any warranties? I didn't want any because the car was only a year old. So I was like, Tesla covers pretty much everything. No big deal. So he goes back and he comes back and goes, you have to finance with GM Financial. And I was like, okay. The rate was 10.25. I was like, huh? What? 10.25, I said, let me see my credit score. So my credit score's in the eights. It's pretty high. And I was like, how did y'all get to 10% with a 8 credit score.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's just the rate we got. I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and buy it, close the deal, and I refinance it the next month with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Ooh, I like that.
And I got a 5.2. So 5.2 is not great, but right now it's not bad. It's not bad.
Actually, you can't get really
bad. And it saved me $100 a payment, but people don't know that. That you can, like, as soon as you get your tags, you can refinance.
That's correct,
yeah. And there's no, I didn't get a deduction, or maybe I got a slight deduction for refinancing, maybe.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, that's an option that for people that get stuck in that kind of position. And I wanted to explain, like, what I did as far as negotiating, you know, over the phone.
Yeah,
only time, like, I was at lunch with Summer, and I was negotiating on the car. And I was like, here's a Camaro, here's pictures, here are the dings I can report to you. They made an offer. I was like, nope, it needs to be higher than that. I'll pay. If you want to win on this side, I'm going to win on the other side, and you're going to drop it by this.
Right.
And we got a great deal on it.
I love that.
Yeah. Everything was over the phone. And then what happened when I got there, I just closed it and just refinanced it a month later. So, and it saved me a payment too, because when you refinance, I didn't have to make a payment because,
so I missed
the payment. Like, I didn't have to make a payment. Now, some people that are in debt do that intentionally.
Uh-huh.
They refinance, they refinance cars to skip a pay.
Oh,
so it, there's kind of a nuance there by like doing this.
Yeah. And
I think that's why there's kind of a partial hit. Anyway, I'm getting into
There's that partial hit. I think every time they run a
hard pull.
Your credit by 30 points. Yeah.
But if you can get into Navy Federal Credit, I highly recommend it. Process was easy. Everything was done by phone and by email.
Yeah.
The title was mailed directly from GM to them. And I had to do is fill out a title release.
Okay.
Because,
and there's your next sponsor.
Yeah, I know. Perfect. All right.
The credit card group. So a lot of a lot of people, they come to us.
Yeah.
They need to get home loan ready, but they're only about
just a few points off.
15, 10 points away from being home loan ready.
What we do in that instance is we tell them, okay, so all of your balance, let's say, just for the sake of this right here, for example's sake, let's say all of their credit card balances are at a zero, right? But they have one credit card with a balance of 50. Well, we tell them to lower that one to a 5. And just having one credit card with a balance of 5 can boost your score up to 15 points.
Really?
It gives you just 15 points.
Now, just that one, though, if you have 2 or 3 or 4 that are 5, I can't tell you what's going
to
happen.
Or a lot of people think it's best to keep them all at a zero balance.
Yeah, or
which
you pay them all off.
But if you're 15 points away
and you just
from,
need that quick little boost,
then
keep that one at a 5 balance, and you know, it'll boost you right up there.
What are your thoughts generally about, like, paying bills through a credit card? As long as you're playing the game.
Exactly.
And there's some bills you can't pay. Like, if you can't pay loans with a credit card. You can't pay your mortgage, but you can pay. I pay my electricity through a credit card. I pay any bill I can pay with a credit card, I do, as long as they don't charge a fee.
If you're getting points and you're paying that off every month,
it's a win-win.
Now, if you're letting it go roll to the next month,
You can't be flippant about it. Like, you got to be responsible.
But if you're paying your bills, like I've always done that. Paid all my bills.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, Southwest points.
Yeah.
I
want to fly
for free.
Yeah. Same.
There's strategic ways to use it, and if you're using it in those strategic ways, then it'll be even better.
Do you guys? What are your thoughts about having like one card set aside for gas, and then other cards set aside for, or maybe one other card, or What's a healthy amount of cards?
I see 3 cards.
Matt, 3 cards?
I mean, really, honestly, 5 is what I have. So I'd say 3.
I think 1 card for gas is healthy, because then you know, like, what you're spending for gas.
Yeah.
And you can pay that off every month because you're already spending that.
I personally agree.
Yeah. And it's a credit card that it's revolving credit.
Right.
You know, and whoever needs help, it helps them.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying it. You can't miss a payment.
As long as you're paying
it. You can't miss a payment.
And that goes with late payments. Like, late payments, oh Oh my goodness. Yeah. That can affect your credit so much. Me personally, I had one a few years back and I was just young, you know, and it lowered my score probably about 100 points, I would say. So, and it takes quite some time to recover
about from. 6 months.
6 months to recover from.
But yeah, I'd say about 3 credit cards. I've had people that I've met with that have perfect scores. And they just think that the more credit cards that they open, the better it's going to help. And it actually doesn't. There's no benefit. And I tell them, stop opening credit cards.
Yeah.
You don't need to have any installment accounts, any loan accounts. So you have a variety. You know, So stop playing.
And I'm not a big fan of prepaid either. Like, they're just sucking fees.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking fees one way or another. Normally, you load 100, you only get 98, or you get 95 or whatever it is, depending on how many swipes you have and if you visit an ATM and all those types of things. Unless it's a kid, you know, it may make sense for that.
Right.
So that way, you know, if something happens, they lose a card, that's all you can lose.
Yeah.
So, before we get to the next step, generally, you don't have to go into detail, but so how does credit bloom? If I'm gonna consolidate my debt with you, how do you guys make money? What do you guys do? You pay a fee for consolidating my debt, organizing my debt, coaching me. Like what's the general charge? Is it a percentage of what I owe? Is it complexity of my issues, or how does that work? You don't have to be specific about
complexity.
Yeah.
Okay.
So generally, it's about a couple of $1,000.
Okay.
And what that covers is for us to settle those accounts.
Yeah.
For you, respond to any judgments, because oftentimes you will receive a judgment from, you know, one of the companies.
Yeah.
And we need to respond to any of those judgments.
Yeah.
A lot of times attorneys will charge about $500 per judgment.
Yeah, for sure.
They respond to. So we'll respond to those for them. And then send out any letters and that sort of thing that we need to send out. So that's what we'll do in that time period. And then any sort of counseling
goodwills
that they need.
Well.
Yeah, goodwills on late pays. Yeah.
What is that?
A goodwill is basically when someone has a late payment, we're going to call up there. We're going to send out letters to try and get that late payment removed.
But debt consolidation, generally that's not going to fall into that category as much.
Consolidation.
Because you're already there. You're
already
there.
They already have all the late pays.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully they have no other accounts that they're...
But they could have something that's in the works.
Right.
That's kind of in the infancy of the debt.
Yeah.
So they're, that may be something that you tack on to services, right?
So generally, but generally it would be around a couple
it's,
of thousand
it's
dollars.
It's complexity, though.
But it is
based.
Complexity.
Yeah. Everyone's issues are so different.
Right.
Yeah.
So they bring their baggage to you, weigh it, and then you're like, hey, this is how much it is, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we're flying to New Zealand, and it's going to be this much.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Exactly how much it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, we're
so, and that's not inclusive of what they actually owe, though. So,
that's
like,
correct.
You're doing the dirty work, you're reorganizing everything for them, and then... they need to resolve what they have to resolve.
So I'm like their accountant.
Yeah,
so what I am is I'm the person that...
their counselor.
Summer is the one that's correct.
Yes.
It's settling the accounts, but also we're saying you need... You're the adult here.
Right.
You've got to open up your own account.
Yeah.
Specifically, I generally say with the credit union. And start stashing back money. The money that you would pay monthly for those debt consolidations.
Right, you need to start doing some DoorDash.
You're going to actually start putting that money in an account. Whenever you get, say, $4,000, then we're gonna settle one account at a time. And
yeah, but how do you flip the switch on someone who overspends?
It does work. You have to hold them accountable and you have to let them know. Now, it's just like with the debt consolidation. Just like those payments they've been making, it would be the same. Yeah, they would have to stash back that money, and it's worked pretty well so far. So I don't know if it's the
is that the hardest part? Is like. Helping people understand they have a problem?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it is, and but that's a big thing for me, is I don't want to just take...
There's a reason why they're coming to you is because maybe they've exhausted some other options.
Right.
They've gone to family members and they've turned them away, or they've kind of hit a dead end, or maybe they've had some hard conversations with some collectors and they're like, hey, I'm scared. Right. I'm in trouble.
Right.
And I've got debt up to my eyeballs, and, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to get out of this.
Yeah, we have to have those hard conversations with these
people. Yeah.
And I want them to know that if you're not on board for this, then you know, you're gonna would need to figure that out on your own. Because this is something that, like, we do truly want to help each individual. And ultimately, it's up to them. They have to make
that
decision on whether
they're
that or not. But they do get that talk, like, you know, this is a journey, and you and I are on this journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I'm gonna walk your hand.
Are you ready to take it?
Are you ready to take the journey? Are you in or
right.
not?
Yeah,
so, this isn't going to be something where you get on a treadmill for 20 minutes and
yeah.
you see 10 pounds.
Listen, yeah.
right.
I was a personal trainer. For
yeah, that's why I use the reference.
I would have clients that I would interview for 2 weeks, and they'd say, Champ, I haven't lost any weight. And I would say, listen, the reason you've got to have those tough conversations.
Yeah.
You know, just like with credit repair,
yeah.
I don't mind having those
conversations. Yeah, you're not a dude.
Yeah.
If you're a dude, yes, you would. If you're a girl, you're going to see muscle first. Right.
Okay.
You may even gain weight first. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. In the credit world, you know, they want. Now, a lot of these people want that instant gratification.
Sure.
That's
our world.
That is our world.
That's our world. Like, literally, I can type in any memo in the chat GTP, and it's going to show up something.
Yeah.
They'll create me something in a matter of 15 seconds or five,
yeah.
maybe sometimes 10.
Amen for chat.
And same thing for Google. Like, I can type something in and it comes in like 0.03 seconds.
Yeah.
So back in my day, and probably yours too, like, if I wanted to research something, you had to go to the library. I had to go to the library and then figure out, like, the Dewey Decimal Code, and figure out where the heck it was, and what compartment of the library it was,
yeah.
and then go pull a book out and find the page, because it's from the reference.
Though?
I mean, in some yes, but there's also the you know, oh, well, there's Cliff Notes. I can go get it. Boom, 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 you know, get that done, especially for summer reading. But anyway, that was me, not my sister. My sister did all the good stuff. I did all the shortcuts. But, okay.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I know. That's just who I was. I probably still would be that way. But anyway, all right. You guys recently joined the Chamber of Commerce for Canton.
We're very excited.
Yeah. So why was that important for you guys?
The community is important to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We wanted to be immersed in the community, and we still want to try to get immersed as much as we can.
But you guys are helping people all over the nation and
nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide. So why was it important for you guys to get immersed locally?
Because we live in that area. Like, we live in this area, and I just think that we want to, you know, like I said, community is everything, and I want to be a part of the community. I was a part of the Chamber of Commerce for a long time.
Yeah.
Ambassador. I feel like that sounds so nerdy.
Yeah, it does.
I was an ambassador.
That's good.
At the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And they're promoting businesses just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just educating
Amazing
people on, way. Yeah, entrepreneurs, that sort of thing. And that's everything.
Right.
That's everything. You know, we're trying to create a business
it
here
is.
And they're promoting businesses and creating those environments for people to network and to help each other
together,
out, come together in community. So
yeah.
So
especially,
I would like to become a member of
it gives you a seat at the table too at
it
any
does.
Events and different things like that. Like, anything that's going on there, you can tap into
exactly
what's happening. And then any businesses that may align with what you do or may have clients that are in your lane, they're an advocate for you. You're an advocate for them.
As a matter of fact, we've actually already met a few lenders.
Yeah.
Being a part of them. So.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I really
there's
love
a lot
them.
Of other people. Like, I personally, I'm in the Tyler Chamber of Commerce as well. So
yeah.
I meet a lot of
the young Tyler
people,
Young Professionals.
The Tyler Young Professionals. Yeah.
Tyler Young Professionals.
Yes.
Tyler Young. We got to get that right.
I just got in with them.
Okay.
So.
Well,
yes,
they may have kicked you out. I'm not kidding.
Welcome to the Tyler Young Professionals.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you enter that?
I went to one of their events back
okay.
in December. Yeah.
Okay.
And
really
met with
Christmas
them. They had a great Christmas party.
Hey.
So we met with a few people there. We met the president there, Casey. Really, really kind. He said he was very willing to almost be a mentor in a sense, kind of teach us certain things. Just a lot of the people there were great.
Yeah.
A lot of people were amazing, easy to talk to, very welcoming. So
right.
I decided to go ahead and join that.
Very cool.
Probably about a month ago.
Yeah,
so
it's awesome.
Very, very new to that world.
Very cool. Very cool.
Forgive me.
By the way, I was taking a look at your website, and you have 10 Google reviews, all 5-star. So, I mean, I know that some of their reviews you use kind of as a reference to your website. I mean, is there any of them that you can recollect that you're proud of, or any feedback that you've gotten that?
I think that whenever we go through the process with a lot of our clients, once we have completed, then we ask them to do it.
Yeah.
So I think they're more than happy to do that review.
Yeah, there's more than 10 5-stars out there.
Completed the process. Now,
yeah.
It doesn't mean that everyone's going to. Maybe there's some sort of incentive, like a $20 referral.
I think that businesses should do it more often.
Right.
It drives me insane when I get an email like, hey, can you give us feedback, but no incentive.
Yeah,
I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it would be a good idea for us to do that.
Yeah.
You know, a Venmo, $20, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that
or
it,
refer
it is,
a friend, you know, or somebody who else
does,
would be good.
It does take, it takes some sort of time and energy to go and write the review. But I think most of the people that we talk to, we really, a lot of these people turn into like family to us.
Sure.
You know? They
do.
And so
they're not like, oh my goodness, they don't care. Yeah,
about the
for
referral,
sure.
But, yeah,
especially
like,
when you see them grow.
Exactly.
You know, financially and responsibility.
I think a lot of these people, especially like the younger 20-year-old, because of the fact that I was in that 20-year-old with the irresponsible credit before, and I've been there and I've done that, I'm like a mom to them.
Yeah.
So I'm like directing them, and then I'm.
Do you also see them transform physically too?
Oh, it's.
I bet so.
It's life changing.
Like
once they get their,
stress reliever.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
And do you see them get into the fitness realm a little bit too?
Well, I do because of the fact that I'm a certified personal trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm also like.
That's why I'm asking.
Are you
drinking
like, your water? Because
right.
We have this big summer. I have a 5-gallon jug of water.
I have a purple, gallon.
While we're doing the concert, we're drinking our water. And,
yeah,
you know,
but I mean, I would imagine, like, I've been through a couple things where, like, it was a 1-year ordeal.
Yeah.
And they would take pictures at the beginning and at the end, and it's shocking, like how big of a difference, especially if it's like very stressful. So you take a picture first consult, you take a picture at the end, especially if they make it over the hump and they finish, like that person probably looks a lot different.
You know,
I'm trying to give you more ideas.
I
think it's like they're going to have a glow.
They really
about
do.
Them
it is
compared
like
to like the first consult where they're unloading all the baggage and the stress and letting you know the demise they're in
exactly
compared to them, you know, kind of in a different state. And I bet you if you showed them the two photos, it would be wild to show them
like
the two.
They get younger.
Yes,
it really
100%.
It's like they just get younger. It's crazy.
Wrinkles are gone,
and
they're smiling, and they're happy, and their skin is vibrant, and everything.
This is a road to many other goals. And teaching many other things.
Well, you're building disciplines.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
all you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we can get a training program on the side.
Yeah. Giving you ideas. You're going to have to re-listen to this.
I know.
All the ideas. Okay.
Listen, I'm an entrepreneur, so I can.
Yeah, look, that's what we specialize.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, so we've talked about a couple things you guys do, but we didn't touch on a couple of things that I made notes on. We talked about late payments, talked about collections, charge-offs. We talked a little bit about repos. I mean, it is what it is. They're kind of, it's done, so you kind of have to, like, just pack that away, I guess, and just move on.
Crazy thing about repos. They're the lowest we can easily
get.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, but they do.
10%,
20%. I would say probably about 20%. Maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't really gotten to the
just to like get it off the books, right?
Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah.
They're pretty easy.
with
mostly vehicle, vehicle repos. Bankruptcies just fall off after a certain amount of time. Credit inquiries, we talked about that. Judgments, we talked about that. Liens, we didn't talk much about that.
That's more your.
There's really not much that we can do about.
Yeah.
That would be a more of a lender.
Legal side of things.
There's really not much we can do about.
Debt consolidation, we talked about that.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about student loans. On your Facebook page, you just talked about some new revelations or new. Regulations against that. So,
back in February, March era, the education loans just started reporting late. And this has been affecting a ton of people because people have been kind of ignoring those, putting those aside.
It'll be there when I'm 50. Reporting. Right.
Exactly. But all of a sudden, they just started.
But the thing
reporting.
About it is they've been actually holding them off.
Well, and a lot of folks were waiting to see if Biden was going to pass legislation to let it all go,
right.
You know, and say, well, you know, the debt's gone.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
so the reality is they have. It's been many, many years before that they haven't reported this, and so there wasn't any letters sent to any of these people. It just happened. And so one of the things that we're telling everyone right now, we want to make sure you have a student loan.
Just get on a monthly
payment. You need to call them immediately and get on some sort of payment. Those late pays will destroy your credit.
And they take 6 months to recover from. So if you can go ahead and just get on a late payment as quickly as possible, even if it's the bare minimum.
Right.
They accept. Just go ahead and do that. It's devastating.
It's actually destroyed several loans.
Several people.
Working with us for a while, and it was home loan ready, and that popped up.
He's
gonna have to wait 6 months.
So do they have the option to defer it for some time anymore or no?
Now you have to get on a payment plan.
Okay,
there's no more deferment. There is no more delay.
Wow,
we've had years of that.
Jeez.
Now it's just started.
Okay,
and this just started.
I owe $100,000 and.
We can, when we already are sending out letters, those goodwill letters.
And occasionally they do work. The reality of it is not every time, though. So I can sit there and do all I can to tackle that late payment. But, I mean,
not with the government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the reality is we just need to get on a payment plan. Mm-hmm. And now is the time. Especially if you're going to get any sort of loan.
Gotcha. Okay. Only thing I got left is shout outs for you guys.
Well, I would like to shout out to Brian Charles Lewis. He has definitely helped us get started with this business and been our biggest cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I know you'll see this. I would like to also shout out to my biggest mentor, Diane Riggs.
Okay.
She's my best friend as well.
Yeah.
She's always been my mentor. She hired me however many years ago, 20 years ago, and she took a chance, and it all worked out, so thanks, Diane.
Yeah, that's great. Very cool.
I personally would like to shout out Chad Jarrett. Thank you, Chad. Chad has been a complete mentor from the get-go of the startup of our company.
Yes, thank you, Chad.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Chad.
Chad Jarrett with Cardinal
Finance. Yes, with Cardinal Finance.
Tyler, Texas.
Yes, here in Tyler. Well, is it in Tyler?
Tyler, Texas,
okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if it was White House, but Tyler. All right, awesome. Chad, you have been absolutely amazing from the start. You have believed in us since day one, and you continue to meet with us and just push through with us. You've been on this journey with us since day one. So thank you, Chad.
Very good.
My dad, actually.
Oh, okay.
To my dad.
Nice.
Thank you, Do. That's my nickname for him.
Do?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad. He's my number one supporter, always.
How did Do come about?
Do?
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah?
I have no idea, actually.
My niece and nephew call me Uncle Do.
Really?
Or Andrew. They couldn't pronounce Andrew.
Oh, so they say
Uncle Do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel like for me, it almost stemmed from Dewey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Do, you know what okay. I mean? I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kind of got there a couple times. A little later tonight, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, my daddy has been a number one. He believed in us from day one. Never lost faith. Sure. He's just, you know, you're pushing it. You've got it.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing. Keep it. Have faith. He
always
said that.
Yeah.
Have faith. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, for coming on. Yeah, yeah.
For
it's been great. My shout out will be True Vine.
Yes.
We got some fans tonight, which makes life a lot easier. Ryan and Tracy Dixon, thank you so much for having us. Josh, thank you so much. And all our sponsors, it's been awesome. Really great. So June, like we have a month until we hit 2 years for our podcast.
Really?
Which will be incredible. We'll have to do something. We'll have to do something.
Celebrate.
Yeah, we should do it. We should get a bunch of credit cards.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And
definitely
max them out. But so anyway, thank y'all so much for coming on.
Yes.
Great guest. Really enjoyed it. It was so much fun. Y'all got to watch it at Valle de Pache.
Yes.
And so now you get to experience it.
Yeah.
And what do you think? It's fun?
Super
yeah.
Fun. You're a great host.
Thank
great
you.
Host.
Appreciate
great
it.
Host.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
really
for
enjoyed it.
Us.
All right. Until next time, we'll see you again.
Yeah.